re-plug this other one there. Oh, that's it, yep. And then you have to press function F8, I think it is, on your laptop. That's it. Repetitive strain injury.
What?
Repetitive strain injury.
There we go. Wow.
So if you So I'm going to talk about the technical functions design of the remote control. We need to start by considering what a remote control actually is. It's a device that allows us to produce certain effects on our television. So it's basically a communication device. We tell the remote control what we want to do. It sends a message to the television saying, change the channel, change the volume, adjust these settings, adjust the brightness. How do we actually go about designing a new television remote control? First thing to do is to come up with the design specifications. We need to know what our final product is going to be like, so we need a clear idea of exactly what this product does, how it works, and what the end user is going to want from this product. A way I'd suggest that we could go about this is by designing several different prototypes of user interfaces for this product, and then trying to get some feedback about how well these particular prototypes work, sort of find out what people think of them. Using a remote control is quite a subjective experience. And different people sort of prefer different things. We should remember that remote controls are a fairly standard piece of equipment. When a user's using a remote control, he or she expects the buttons to be in certain places. So in some sense, we're gonna have to aim for a device which is fairly conventional in design, so that we're not completely shocking people. But I think within that, there is also room for us to introduce novel ideas, and to make something that's perhaps a little bit different, something that stands out. Also, in designing the user interface, we need to consider practicalities. The first of these is technological. What can we do with the current state of technology as it is? The second is economic. We need to find the balance between features and price. So, as you mentioned, things like voice recognition would add to the price, but it would also improve the design of the product. So I had a look on the web to see if I could find a few examples of existing television remote controls. In analyzing these, we can consider what's good about them, what things do they get right, what's bad about them, what's wrong with them, how we can improve on the designs that I've found, and what can we do to make our product stand out from the large majority of remote controls. Here's two examples, probably at the extreme ends of the spectrum. On the left here, we've got an engineering-based design for a remote control. So it's one that's got lots of buttons, it's fully featured. Everything you might possibly want to do is there. You know, it's got forward, backwards, up, down, channel numbers, volume, freeze frame. You know, it's fully featured, and it might take a while to get to learn to use it, but once you've learned it, you can do whatever you want with your TV. The one on the right is a lot more basic. It's just got the essential functions of the TV, changing the channel, play, stop, volume. It would be a lot quicker to learn to use it, but again, it swings and roundabouts. There are disadvantages. You can't use it, say, to freeze the television picture. There's a lot of features that are missing from that remote control. So we've got to find a way of striking a balance between the two. As I said before, remote controls are subjective. Different people want different things. Personally, what I want from a remote control is a device that's simple. It's easy to use. It's got big buttons for doing the things I do most often, changing the volume, changing the channel. It does everything that I need it to. As I've said before, I'm quite lazy. I don't want to walk across the room just to adjust my television. I also want something that looks cool, and that feels good, that's ergonomically designed. I think there's certainly a market for technology that looks cool. And I think that's why companies like Apple have made a lot of progress. That was just on the company website, yeah.
Is critical here because a lot of the things that happen in a remote control happen through the chip that controls, that converts the electrical energy into data, which then goes through the infrared. So the chip that I think Ian is designing is going to be crucial. And really it all comes down to the user, because they're the one that's controlling most of the working design. So the components that we find here are the energy source, you know, the battery or whatever that's going to make it work. Then the chip, converts the data, the user that's controlling the chip, and the infrared bulb that's going to let us move the data to the receiver. So you have four main components, and they are designed sort of like this. You have your energy source right there, which then brings energy or information to the chip, which is also controlled by the user. So you have energy going to the user who's controlling the chip. Your user interface who's controlling the chip, the chip also uses the energy, and the chip through the use of the user interface is going to control the switch, which will work your infrared bulb, which will then bring the data to the receiver. So hopefully that makes sense for everyone in my kind of garbled way. This is the parts of the working design that need to be figured out, and personal preferences, besides the fact that I can't spell. We need a long-lasting energy source. People don't want to be changing it a lot. We need a chip that works well with the user interface, that isn't too complicated. We need a straightforward interface, like Ian was saying, simple, not overwhelming it with information. And we need a reliable and clear
What's that? Lefty
Lefty
loosey.
loosey, righty tighty.
Oh. I've never heard that before. That's good. I'll think of that every time now.
It's not there's not a lot of other good to go. Requirements. We have a couple new requirements that I was just emailed right before the meeting that we have to keep in mind as we're creating this. We didn't bring it up yet or at all in the meeting so far, but we're not going to work with teletext because that's been taken over by the internet, so we're not going to worry about that.
What's teletext?
It's a British thing.
You don't have it in the States?
No.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Can you explain it?
Yeah, it's like a. I suppose it's kind of similar to a very, very basic web browser. You have numbers on your remote control, and you type in the page number you want. So, like, you type 100 on your remote control, and this kind of index appears on the television screen with just some text and some very blocky looking graphics on it. And you just type numbers to go to different pages, and it gives you information. Mostly rather boring stuff like what's on TV next and share prices and that kind of thing.
Lottery numbers and sports scores.
Yep. News headlines.
Did you ever see the TV saying, like, go to page 160 on CFAX now? That's what they're talking about.
It's pretty old technology. It's like 1980s.
That explains a lot. I have no idea why we don't have it, but that's good. Just for television. That's
right.
What we're focused on. Otherwise, it becomes too complex. We want to get this out very quickly. We only have a short amount of time. And finally, this is more marketing, I think. Our corporate image has to be recognizable. So while we're going to make it look pretty, we need to use our color and our slogan in the new design.
So what's our corporate image like? It's kind of yellow color with our. We put fashion and electronics.
And we have that, the emphasis on the R's.
It's like double R.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, we put the fashion electronics, that in mind.
So. So we want something that looks good.
Yep.
And it's yellow.
Yeah, or maybe some buttons could be yellow.
Okay.
Like we can play around with it a little bit. Okay, we need to talk about our functions and our target group. We need to decide who our target group is. You, in your analysis of different market, of the marketing,
mm-hmm.
you identified that different groups wanted different things or had certain preferences. For example, that that older people didn't really care for voice recognition,
mm-hmm.
but younger people did. So who are we aiming this at?
If we're gonna say that function, fashion, you put the fashion in electronics, then you automatically, I think, sort of younger group, that's who's going to be attracted to this.
You also have to think who's going to have the money to buy it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be €25, remember, so it has to be marketable to whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that's going to be sold separately from a television, or is it something that comes with a television? Because that would affect the way that we market it.
Well, at least right now what we're doing is deciding on just the remote itself. So
right.
It will probably be sold separately.
Right, okay.
The only breakdown that I was given in terms of age was the voice activation, and basically there's a big jump. After 35, people don't really care for that voice. So it's like basically 15 to 35 that think that that's a good idea. I don't know if I'm going to be given any other numbers broken down in terms of age later, but if that's sort of the only quality that we have that is divided into age, then we would want to stick between 15 and 35.
I would say no, because it's going to add too much to the price. Especially if we are marketing it as a separate product, people are going to be paying, we've got a price limit of, was it 12 and a half euros for to produce it. And I wonder if we can get voice recognition into that 12 and a half euros without having to make too many other compromises.
What else are we gonna put? I mean, not that I'm really gung-ho about it, I don't know what else you can put in a remote to make it technologically advanced, though. So, like, other than just making
Yeah.
it look good, how is it? I mean, it can look really great and still have the same up and down buttons, and why isn't anyone gonna buy a new remote?
Well, but why are we aiming for a technological advancement? Everything we're talking about is ease of use and simple, and that doesn't necessarily mean more technology. In
That's
fact,
a good thing for keeping in
it
mind.
could mean not. If they might be overwhelmed with remotes that have too many buttons and too much technology.
If someone's looking to buy a new remote, don't they want like an upgrade? I don't know.
Upgrade, well, we can look at upgrade, or we can look at user-friendly.
Yeah, simplification.
Yeah.
We could have a crap remote that came with our TV that was just impossible to use. Or maybe it broke, or maybe they're just missing it.
And we also need to talk about if we're only gonna have the very simple ones, or also have the other ones just separate somehow, or.
Seem like
Yeah.
I mean, this might be too complicated, but I wish I had someone to explain it. Like, if it was just a simple either this way or this way that had like the main buttons, and then you could like pull something out kind of, and like you got the rest of the buttons, but the rest of them like went in. You know what I'm saying?
There are remote controls like that, yeah. Like some TVs, they have a sort of a sliding screen on the remote control that hides all the complicated buttons. So if you want to do something complicated, like program your television or retune it, then you open up this little hatch or slide the screen down, and there's all the special buttons.
Sounds like people who don't want to ever look at them never even have to see them. And if you
Yeah.
get the instruction manual that comes with it and you just don't even read it, then you'll never even know that those things can pull out. And you're a happy person, and everyone else doesn't have to have like two remotes, one that has the easy ones and one that has more
Yeah.
complicated ones. It's all
I think
spread
that's a good
out.
idea, yeah.
We have to be careful that doesn't impede the chip transmitting information.
Yeah.
But that's going to be mostly a technological thing. Okay, so what are we emphasizing? What in
Simplicity and fashion.
simplicity and fashion. Okay, those are very good goals, I think, that we have to keep in mind with everything we do. Simplicity and fashion and, or usability, specifically, however you want to say that, which includes an emphasis on making the infrared very functional so that you don't
Yeah.
have to travel around a lot.
What can you do to make the infrared more functional? Like, why would it not be? I'm just wondering.
I think it's a lot to do with battery, but that's just my.
The battery, and that I think that the chip takes the data and presents it well without sort of scattering.
So it's just the quality of the chip.
Yeah, I think so. The quality of all the components, really. I mean, we can't really do anything shoddy work because it's going to be visible down the line.
So our target group, we're saying 15 to 35.
Well, I don't know how useful that number is if we're not doing
voice recognition.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel like voice recognition is not necessary in a remote control.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it might be necessary for a TV, but not for the remote.
It's yeah, it's pretty high tech.
Yeah, and it might
And
be too
it's
expensive.
And if the whole idea is you're using a remote, then why would you have a voice? Like, you know what I mean? Then it's like you would need a remote, you would just talk to your TV.
Yeah.
It's for like the ultimately lazy people who can't even be bothered to pick up the remote.
Maybe, I mean, if I get more numbers, I'll email you before the next meeting in terms of ages. But this doesn't divide up anything. And there was only 100 subjects also, which isn't, I mean, really isn't that representative. Especially if it's 100 subjects that they then can subdivide into age groups, that means there's very few in each age group, so can't happen.
I think regardless, we're aiming for the under 65 or something.
Under 65.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good start.
think the product appeals across a quite a broad range of ages. I mean, we've said simplicity is one of the features, so it's going to appeal to people, maybe people who have problems with technology, you know, people who get scared by having lots of buttons, and that might be older people. But then we've also got fashion, which is something that definitely appeals to younger people. Yeah, aim for
I mean,
an income group.
the television. And like how recently have they bought the television, like that sort of thing.
So maybe it's more useful to define objectives, like fashion
yeah.
simplicity than define specific target group as
yeah.
far as ages. Because yeah, things will different will appeal to different people. But
okay.
Oh, there are a couple functions. Do we want something so that do we want some kind of thing to find it if it's like a button on the TV you can press and it'll ring or something, I don't know, like, or beep.
Like I said before, 50% of the frustration someone can have, that was the biggest one, and half the people said that happened, and we all mentioned it before, we knew about it.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about making something easy, that sort of goes along with it, so it wouldn't be like a random thing to sort of add in, it would be relevant to like the overall goal.
Okay, we have about 4 minutes left to define our functions, so let's do that quickly. So we want something to keep it from getting lost.
Yep.
And we want large buttons for the essential things.
Yeah.
Yep.
Large accessible buttons for the essentials. We want a possibility to get possibility to get the extra functions.
Yep. Which are kind of hidden away in some way, or well, not hidden, but they're not as prominent as the main features.
Yeah. And we also want it to be fashionable. Okay, do any other essential functions that we need? Battery? Do we need
battery.
A long life
battery?
Battery
use. Yeah, but I think that goes in with simplicity and ease of use, really.
We should maybe investigate whether it needs a battery at all. I suspect a remote control does need a battery, but
yeah,
I don't know if you can.
Just because it is an electronic device.
Yeah.
I think it does. I don't think of a way you can operate a chip and convert that much data without that.
Yeah,
one.
Without the energy.
But
yeah.
You could maybe have it in a little charging station like a mobile phone for like a little cradle for your iPod.
Yeah, that's possible.
You could maybe do that.